Nun Amud Aleph. If you skip the narrow lines and go to the wide lines, or five lines into the wide lines, starting with the Pasuk, the second Pasuk in Zechariah that we're discussing, in the Sagarato, Vayemahu, Yihya al Metzilais Hasus, Kodesh LaHashem. On that day, there will be Am Metzilais Hasus, which we'll see what that means, Kodesh LaHashem. Gemara asks, my Metzilais Hasus. What does this mean, Metzilais Hasus? I'm Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, we have three Amiroim. Rabbi Yeshua and Levi being the first, he was the last, in the last section, it's the same Amiroim. Here he's first, Rabbi Shuban Levi says, Osar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohoisev Al Yerushalayim. That's why we brought this whole Memra, because we were discussing in our Mishnah the leaving of Yerushalayim, where the boundary is. And now, Rabbi Shuban Levi is telling us that this Pasuk is telling us that Hashem in the future, in Elam HaEmes, Elam HaBo, he will be adding to Yerushalayim, Ad Shasus Rot Umatzil. You want to know what the shear is, that how much he'll be adding? The amount that the Sus will run, and he will cover up his shade. Rashi explains. Ad shosh hasus rotu matil, over to the right a little bit higher, kashir mirutzas hasus ad chati ayoim, the shear of the running of a horse until half a day. Lashon matil, what's this lashon of matil, the sus rots u matil, shetziloi tachtov, that his shade will be under him, shekol shoyz hayoim, all the hours of the day, chama noitel etzdodin, the chama, the sun, is leaning in different directions, in our view. Because it's on an angle, so shade of a person's shadow and a person and an animal's shadow, that shadow is leaned to the side. It's the opposite way the sun is shining. When the chama is shining from the east, so then that makes the person's shadow available in the west of the chati ayoim, but exactly midday, chama imedes bem terakia, the chama is standing in the middle of the rakia, the roish kolodom on the top of every person, and therefore, and animal, therefore, v'tzeil asus tachtov, therefore, the tzeil, the shadow of the sus, will be underneath him. The pirush Rab Mochir Zatzal Matzosi, this is one of the, I think, someone from the time of the Goinim, the Rab Mochir, this is where Rashi got it from. So therefore, that's what it means, Acherah. So it's really a half a day's worth, because from the morning till midday, when the sus is running, and at that point in time, he stops, and that's when you have that shear, that's the amount that Yerushalayim will be added to. So the amount that Hashem is going to add to Yerushalayim will be the amount of time it takes a sus to run from early morning till chatzos, when his shadow is underneath him. That is Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Lazar Omer Kol Metzilos Shetel Nasus Bein Einov Yekay Desh LaHashem. You know what this pasuk is referring to? It's referring to the ornaments that they hang on the horse between his eyes. All of those, even those small things, will become Hekdesh LaHashem. The Yidden will want to be makdish them. Rashi says, Kol metzilos kolemesh etolin lesus lenoi. These items, these ornaments that they hang on the horses for beauty purposes, for aesthetics, ulekashkesh, and to knock around, loshen matzal taim. Yie, kodesh Hashem, Rashi says, sheis nadvu yisroel nidvaisein lemikdosh. They're going to donate all these, dedicate them to the Mikdash. That's what this pasuk is referring to. Kol metzilos hasus yeh kodesh LaHashem. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol biza sheboizin Yisrael, all of the booty that Klal Yisrael will be able to collect to amass, ad shosh hasus rotu matzil yeh kodesh LaHashem. It's really similar to, in a way, to Rabbi Shuba Levi and Rabbi Lazar's drasha, but he learns differently. He says that the Klal Yisrael is going to amass such a wealth, and it's going to be, again, the amount of time that it takes a horse to run from morning until the shadow of the horse is underneath him. All those, they will be mikudosh LaHashem. The person the Yidin will be makdish them to Hashem. Rashi says, Kol biza shemivzu Yisrael, yivozu Yisrael, min hanochrim b'yom echor ad chazos. From goyim, they're going to be able to mount this much, from the morning till chatzos, yekadesh Hashem, they will make them Kodesh Hashem, Sheyavim Nedava LeMikdash, they'll bring them as Yavim, as a Nedava, a voluntary offering to the Mikdash. So Mara says, Bishlam Amanda Amar Kol Biza Shebazu Yisrael. I understand how this makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. Hainu Dechsiv Hoya Asiris Beveis Hashem Kamizrokim Lifnei HaMizbeach. The next pasuk continues this subject and says that the Siros will be in the Beis HaMikdash like the Mizrokim are in front of the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's saying that they're going to make, and I think this means the beams, that they're going to make the beams out of gold and silver, and therefore, the Klal Yisrael is going to make such a amount, such a wealth, so this makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, that everything that they're going to do, that they're going to even use the beams, they'll make them out of gold and silver. So that makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. L'manda or barach tarti. But according to the first Mando Amrim, according to Rishu ben Levi and Ablazar, we're not discussing wealth. Why is this pasuk saying, what's this pasuk mean that the siros, these beams, are going to be so fancy? So my answer is, it's another inyan of what's going to happen. The misasri Yisrael misnadvi, another inyan that the Klal Yisrael is going to become rich, different than what we were saying earlier. Well, the way Rishu ben Levi darshan the pasuk about the adding to Yerushalayim, the way Rabbi Elazar darshan that they're going to be makdish the small things. Also, Klal Yisrael is going to amass such a wealth, not from that first pasuk, but from the second pasuk, and they're going to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, "Mai v'hoyu asiris kamizrakim hom tzilas hasus like a hektish kuliha." If you can tell me, it's because Klal Yisrael is going to be make hektish according to what Rabbi Elazar darshan, the items, the ornaments that are hung from the in between the eyes of the sus, that doesn't show any sign of wealth. So we said it's a separate subject. Separate subject comes up in the next pasuk. Misasi Yisrael actually continues. He says, "Ashrei Yisrael, Yisrael becomes so rich." V'surah acheres, it's another great piece of news. So the Gemara goes back and asks, "Bishlam amando mar biza." I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, "Hainu d'chsiv v'lo yechanani oyd v'es Hashem tzvakos." The pasuk continues to say that there won't be a chanani. So I understand why there won't be a chanani according to Rabbi Yochanan, meaning there won't be any more seichrim, chanani, meaning a merchant. It won't need any merchants because Klal Yisrael will be rich. They won't have to do business. According to the other who are not, Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Elazar are not discussing wealth. So what does it mean they won't need merchants anymore in Klal Yisrael? Om Rabbi Yirmiyo, ein kan oni. You can learn the word kenaini to mean ein kan oni. There is no more poor people. There's another pasuk. I'm not sure what it means. If it's ein kan oni, I think that's a kivegas kasho. Kivegas kasho. He does mention layechta. So that's how Rabbi Yirmiyahu understands. Kenaini doesn't mean merchant. It means there won't be any more poor people, which is perfect with this pasuk that says that the Klal Yisrael become wealthy. How do we know that the word Kenaini doesn't mean Kenaini, a person from Canaan, but it means a merchant? Because the pasuk says, "Vayarshem Yehuda bas ish Kenaini." Yehuda saw this lady who was the daughter of a Kenaini. My Kenaini, Elim Kenaini, my Meshuv. He told me it's Mamash Kenaini, a Goyo. Efshir Ba Avram v'Hizyas Yitzchak. Could it be that Avram came and warned Yitzchak? Rashi brings the pasuk. We'll come back to the other Rashi's. Rashi says, "Shezbiyal Eliezer." He made Eliezer swear, "Like Sikach Ishol of Nil Mibnois Kachnaini." And then the Gemara continues, "Hizyas Yitzchok, Baba Yitzchok, Hizyas Yaakov." And Yitzchok warned Yaakov. What does Rashi say? Yitzchok as Yaakov, "Like Sikach Ishol Mibnois Kachnan." They were so careful. They so warned their kids not to marry goyish ladies, and specifically from Canaan, it was cursed. And Yehuda Azul ben Asiv, and he would tell me that Yehuda, one of the Shiftei Kog, goes ahead and marries a Kenaini. Elam Rab Shimon ben Lakish, the way to understand what Yehuda did was Bas Gavro Tagro. No, he went and married a daughter of a merchant. Kenaini doesn't mean a Goyish lady from Canaan. It means a merchant. Echsiv, Kenaan biyodoi, Moizne Mirmo. It says in the Pasuk that this Kenaan biyodoi, he has Kenaan, as there are merchant there. They see that he's a merchant. That's the Navi Hosea, who's warning clients so that they have to chesed and mishpat. But that you see yourself as a seicher and you see yourself as a, and you are a moim, kanani biyodi b'mayz ne'mirmo. So therefore we see over here that it's talking about a merchant in this pasuk that teaches us that the kanani means tagro. I don't know why the Gemara decided to go through the Ma'aseh of Yehuda, could just brought this pasuk from Hosea. Or the Gemara has another answer, how we know, skip the whole Ma'aseh of Yehuda and skip this last pasuk. We know the whole concept of Tagor being Ikrani, meaning Tagor, is from this pasuk, Asher Seichareho, pasuk in Yeshaya, Asher Seichareho, Sorim, Kinoneho, Nechbade Oretz, that their merchants are Chasher people, and Kinaneho, the same idea, same thing as Seichareho, are Nechbade Oretz, the people that are honored on this land. Let's see Rashi. So therefore we know Kinani from being equivalent to Seichareho. Rashi says, we skip the Rashi of Kenaini. Lo yiyu tzrichin gizborin la'aseh schereb nechse ha'kedesh. You won't need gizborin. You won't need these people to take care of the merchandise and for kedesh. They're going to have so much money, they're not going to have to do business in order to. Gizborin usually would invest and so on. They wouldn't need that because you have enough oisher from the biza that they took. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Very familiar pasuk that we say at the end of Aleinu comes also from Zechariah, from that same capital Yudalit. So the Gemara says, what does this pasuk mean? That there will be a day that Hashem will be Echad. What, today Hashem is not Echad? We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Akin Hashem Echad. Hashem is Echad. So why does the pasuk say that it will be one day? Omar Vach, Omar Chanino, Loi, this world is not like the next world. In this world, when you hear good tidings, you say the Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv in specific cases when it affects more than one person. When you hear not such great news, then you say the Baruch of Dayan HaEmes. It is recognized that a person might not perceive the good. And therefore, in this world, you're supposed to say Dayan HaEmes. However, when you get to Olam HaBo, Kulo HaTov HaMeitiv, and the news that today we would call bad news, we would call that good news later on, because we understand Hashem's ways better, then we'll make the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. Rashi says, She'ein Shom B'sur Ra, there won't be any bad news. So that's what it means, Yiyah Hashem Echad. Today, a person might be able to say, oh, no, there's a Hashem of Chas V'Shalom, a person should say, there's a Hashem of Midas Chesed, there's a Hashem of Midas Din. So therefore, we recognize, we can perceive Hashem that way, there's a Hergish, and therefore, we make the Brichas HaTev, Dayanu Emes, in certain cases. However, in the next world, when the Yediyah and the Hergish will be the same, then we will have a real Hashem Echad, and therefore, you'll only make HaTev HaMitiv. When I ask, what about Ushmai Echad, Maya Echad? Are you saying that today Hashem's name is not Echad? What does this part of the pasuk mean? Also, same idea. The Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Habo. Olam Hazeh nichto biyud yud hei v'nikra ba'alav dalet. When we write Hashem's name in Sidurim, for example, in the Torah, we write it with a yud kei vav kei, but yet we don't call it with yud kei vav kei. We call it the Shem Adnos with alaf dalet, nun yud. In Olam HaEmes, then Hashem's name will be written Yud Kei Vav Kei and will also be read Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Rava, the Midrash of Pirko. So Rava wanted a darshan about this, about Hashem's name in Shir Pirko. Amalei Hausava. So some old man came and told him, La Olam Ksiv. It says Zezichri. So la'olam is written chaser. He says la'olam ksiv, which also means to hide. So therefore, you don't discuss Hashem's name in this veld. Ravino Rami ksiv. Rami here. Ravino made a stira ksiv. Zeshemi la'olam. This is my name forever. And then it says, this is my remembrance from generation to generation. So therefore, what is What is Rashi explains the stira? Let's see. Let's catch up with Rashi from the Midrash of Birkei. Rava wanted to darshan this in the Pirko. Kriya the yud hey the arba isyos the rasheha v'tameha tulim by the name of Hashem yud gave up gave with four letters. He wanted to darshan about its drashas and its reasons, all things that are attached to it, that are tied into it. All I'm saying is Zeshemila Elam Chaser Vav Lashon Halama. It says in that pasuk Zeshemila Elam and doesn't write it with a vav, so therefore that's a Lashon Halama of hidden. Ksiv Zeshemila Elam BaHalama. Uchsiv Zezichri the Mashma Kriya V'Le Halama. It says on one hand you tell me that it's Halama that it says LaElam, which just means it's hidden, but then it says Zezichri LeDevadar, which means it makes it sound like it's out in the open. Mashma Kriya V'Le Halama, that you could read it that way without hiding it. Or Lashon Acharash brings a second version. Kiven the kas of Zeshemi, Pshitu Zezichri. Once it says this is Hashem's name, of course that's the way Hashem's remembered. Hechi Kara Ela B'Shemai. How should you call Hashem except for His name? So what this pasuk doesn't make sense either one of these two ways. The Rashi explains. Our answers are Markash Baruch Hu. Loik Shani Nechtov Ani Nikra Nechtov Ani B'Yud Ke Yud Hey V'Nikra Ani B'Alef Dalet. This concept that we're saying here that Zeshemi La'olam. This is my name here, it's hidden, that's Aleph Dalet. That's how my name is called. But the way I'm written is with Yud Hey, and I'm gonna remain that way written forever. It's not like Hashem takes away from us the Yud Hey and we have to write Hashem's name only with Aleph Dalet. He's still written that way. It's just not called that way until the Olam HaEmes. Rashi says, and this pasuk is teaching us that there are two names that we use, Shem HaKsiva and Shem HaKriya. There's a name that's written and a name that's called. In this world, they're different. In the next world, they will be the same. And Mr. Hashem is soon. Hadron Loch, Elu Oivu.